This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Hamas is reviewing an Israeli proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza as a possible Rafah offensive looms. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
A senior Hamas official gave no details of Israel's offer, but said that it was in response to a recent proposal from the militant group. Hamas's statement came hours after a high-level Egyptian official visited Israel. Their discussion focused on a limited exchange of hostages and the return of displaced Palestinians to their homes. Egypt intensifies efforts to negotiate a deal to end the months-long war and hold off a possible Israeli ground offensive in Rafah. Meanwhile, in a recent Israeli airstrike in Rafah, a house was hit, killing more than five people, including children, according to officials at a local hospital. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken just wrapped up his latest visit to China. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Blinken stressed that the U.S. has serious and growing concerns with China's policies and practices on the local, regional, and global stages, and he said the U.S. would not back down.
We also discussed a range of regional and global crises where China can play a constructive role. I encourage China to use its influence to discourage Iran and its proxies from expanding the conflict in the Middle East and to press Pyongyang to end its dangerous behavior and engage in dialogue.
On several occasions, he slammed Chinese overproduction of electric vehicles that threatened to have detrimental effects on U.S. and European automakers and complained that China was not doing enough to stop the production and export of synthetic opioid precursors. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Thousands took to the streets of Australia's major cities over the weekend demanding tougher laws on gendered violence. The rallies were spurred by a wave of violence against women that Prime Minister Anthony Albanese called such crimes an epidemic. Lucy Fielder from Reuters has more.
The government says a woman has been killed every 4 days this year. Six people, including five women, were killed in a mass stabbing in Sydney this month. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese called violence against women an epidemic on Saturday. As protests took place in cities across the country, former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull also turned out.
We really have to make sure that men respect women and that men do not respect other men who disrespect women. So there's a huge role in this for men. They're not just the perpetrators, they're also the friends and relatives, employers, employees, colleagues of men who commit these crimes, and they have to be held to account.
Similar protests were scheduled across the country through the weekend, with Albanese saying he'd join a rally in Canberra.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Yemen's Houthi rebels have claimed shooting down another U.S. military MQ-9 Reaper drone. They aired footage Saturday of parts that corresponded to known pieces of the unmanned aircraft. The Houthis said they shot down the Predator with a surface-to-air missile. The U.S. military acknowledged to the Associated Press that, quote, a U.S. Air Force MQ-9 drone crashed in Yemen. It said an investigation is underway. Trump's former executive assistant concludes her testimony in his hush money trial. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The jury heard some 10 hours of testimony from the former publisher of the National Enquirer. David Pecker admitted to discussing with Trump fixer Michael Cohen a catch-and-kill tabloid scheme, buying sole rights to a damaging story and then never making it public. Trump's longtime executive assistant and Michael Cohen's banker were also questioned by prosecutors. The former president blasted the case and, without any evidence, blamed the White House for keeping him tied up in court.
We sit here day after day after day, which is their plan.
Trump also invited President Biden to a debate.
We're ready. Just tell me where. We'll do it in the White House. That would be very comfortable, actually.
In an interview, President Biden said he would debate Trump in the fall. I'm Jackie Quinn.
South Africa has marked 30 years since the end of apartheid with a ceremony in the capital. President Cyril Ramaphosa presided over Saturday's gathering in the gardens of the government buildings in Pretoria as head of state and leader of the ANC party that has been in power ever since the first democratic election of April 27, 1994. This Freedom Day holiday fell amid waning popularity for the ANC that could see the party lose its majority in another national election next month. I'm Alexis Strope.